Hi, my name is Ashley Williams, and I'm the founder and CEO of Rezaar, the millennial marketplace. I'm so excited to speak with Ben Baldwin today. He is the creator and producer of the series called Misunderstood. The series is very interesting as it chronicles millennials whose journeys are a diversity of journeys, really, and allowing us to really get an insight glimpse into what it's like to be a millennial today. Although, of course, we all know being millennials, but it really just showcases the different perspectives and how all of us are unique and just able to unite on all the things that we're dealing with. So I think it really relates to what we're doing here at Rezaar. And so I'm so excited to welcome Ben Baldwin to our program today. Thanks so much, Ben, for joining me.
Hey, Ashley, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And
Yeah, no, thank you. And so tell me what sparked the idea to create this series?
I've always wanted to kind of create a series that kind of represented, who I was and, who my friends and who I'm around a lot and, especially my generation. And, if you go online or if you're watching a commercial or a movie or anything like that, you can kind of see different misconceptions about millennials. There's always someone cracking a joke, in a fun manner or kind of stereotyping millennials. And I just thought it would be kind of fun to, make a series, to kind of bring a voice and kind of opinion to show millennials that, while we do have a lot of stereotypes and things that, navigate our generation, we are, all different in various ways. And I think, it's important for people to kind of see that, we're not all the same in all aspects of our lives. But, we also need to kind of motivate people and inspire others to kind of join, our values and cultures and cultural values and stuff like that. So I think, like how Rezaar, looks to kind of bring, a ripple effect to kind of millennials across the globe and across the nation. I kind of thought Misunderstood, especially with social media, would be a great way to do that. Whether it's one person, watching at home, seeing one other person, inspire them to kind of bring a voice to an issue that they're having in their life or something that they do that, may be judged in a non-light and maybe inspire them to kind of get out there and bring a voice to themselves.
Yeah, and so how do you go about selecting those who are chosen in the series?
I think it's kind of a mixture of between, who are kind of, different opinions, not only a different opinion, but also, different cultural backgrounds, different identity backgrounds, whether it be, gender or sexuality or race. I think it's important to kind of, when you categorize millennials, you say all millennials are lazy or all millennials are like this or like that. It's important to see we come from all different types of backgrounds and all different, nationalities and races and genders and sexualities. And it's important to kind of see those different opinions from different sides and not really categorize all as one.
And completely agree with that. Completely agree. And what's been the most interesting thing? and what's been the most interesting thing that you've learned from just seeing the different stories of these individuals?
I think it's what inspires me is to kind of see all these different backgrounds and voices come together. And, that's my hope for the future is to kind of grow this, more so out of the United States into a global perspective and kind of see these different millennial trends and cultural values and how we're, bringing a new generation and a new voice and against, the old generations. And, we even have below us a new generation popping up, Generation Z, which is still to be determined what, we're going to call them. But, they have very different values than us. And I think, we need to work together to inspire others. And, a lot of the feedback, has been positive. And I think that's kind of what motivates me and kind of inspires me with the series is kind of to see these cultural backgrounds and different backgrounds come together as a whole.
Yeah, very, very interesting. And when do you all film and what has that structure been like?
It's been, I come from a production background, so I am used to filming, but I am used to filming in usually like one location or one area. So it has been definitely been a challenge because, all the filming is done remotely. So, you know, the cast members film themselves, then, you know, I have to kind of guide them along in the process, along with, you know, a few others on my team. I have to thank, you know, Penelope Lawson and Bennett Kershaw for their help with this. You know, it's a lot of coordinating, a lot of logistics to kind of get the, you know, the questions to them, get the videos on time, get them edited, get them, you know, precisely how we want them and everything like that. So it definitely can be challenging to, you know, get timelines, you know, together with everyone having different schedules from all across the nation and globe. But, you know, at the end of the day, it makes it, you know, social media is such an untapped market that, you know, it makes, you know, the social media platform makes it very easy to kind of access a lot of things to help disabilities. And, you know, the idea is hopefully one day maybe we can all be, you know, to take the series to a level where, you know, we can travel and, you know, film at those locations with those people and kind of open up a new type of opportunity.
Yeah, and actually, so talk to us about as well, like, how the response has been that you've gotten on social media and, like, the impact that you're seeing that your series is making.
I think a lot of the impact that I'm getting is, you know, a lot of people will reach out to me, whether, you know, through commenting or DMing or anything like that. They'll reach out to me and say, you know, wow, this is so cool. Like, how can I be a part of this? You know, I have this issue going on, and I would love to kind of talk about it. And, you know, everyone, you know, thinks I'm this way or that way. But, you know, it's clear that, you know, they want to bring their voice to their own self. And I think, you know, our platform is definitely a way, you know, I encourage you to kind of, you know, speak out, whether you reach out to me and, you know, offer, you know, to audition, or you want to talk in another platform and do an interview or questionnaire or whatever it is. I encourage you to reach out because we're, you know, always looking for new creative ideas from the millennials across the globe.
That's awesome. And are there any things that you're looking forward to for the upcoming year that you guys are working on?
What we would like to do, you know, obviously with, you know, partnering through Rezar, we're looking to, you know, kind of do kind of special spinoffs and stuff of things, you know, where we can kind of shed light on certain issues, you know, a little bit longer, you know, creating maybe kind of like a documentary film or short film where it kind of focuses more on, you know, a certain issue and dives a little deeper into those issues to, you know, create a few spinoffs where we dive a little deeper into certain issues and stuff like that. And then, of course, I am misunderstood, you know, into kind of the next generation below us in Generation Z and hopefully explore that generation a little bit more and how we can connect the millennial generation and generation below us, Generation Z, so that we can, you know, for the future work together and kind of bring our values and differences together to only create a more positive society.
That's awesome. And, you know, in concluding, as we move forward to the conclusion of the interview too, you know, what was the importance of you to create a series that was called Misunderstood? Why particularly that word?
I think, you know, like I said, like why I created the series in the beginning is, you know, I've been in jobs, I've been in atmospheres, I've been in, you know, I've been watching, you know, movies and TV shows and all these things where, you know, like people should be like, wow, why do millennials do this? Or why are millennials ruining this? Or, you know, all millennials are on their phones all the time. Or millennials are lazy in the workplace. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've even gotten comments, you know, about my behavior, thinking that, you know, I'm this way in the workplace and categorize me in this way. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think a lot of times, you know, I see the questions are why? And so, you know, why do we do this? And so misunderstood, you know, being misunderstood, I think, kind of spoke to me because our generation is changing so many values from the past. And so a lot of people don't really understand our generation yet and our untapped potential. And, you know, so, you know, some old boss in the workplace might think that a new millennial coming in is lazy and not doing work correctly, but maybe it's time to change the old values of the past and accept that, you know, a new generation is rising up and creating new values that should be seen and accepted by a majority of society.
I agree. And it sounds great. And we're so excited.
And that's why I love, you know, Rezar's message with the ripple effect and, you know, kind of inspiring millennials. And I think that's why, you know, it makes it such a great partnership because, you know, we're both looking to inspire other millennials to kind of be
Oh, thank you. We're super excited to partner with you all as well, and really just so inspired by what you all are doing, and just hearing the stories of individuals and seeing, you know, things that they're going through in their lives. It's just, it's very, very inspiring. So it's great to know we're all, you know, in this thing together.
No, of course. Well, thank you, Ashley. Yeah. I appreciate you for taking the time to interview me and, you know, supporting Misunderstood and our message. And I'm glad to kind of share Rizar's message with our audience as well. And, you know, as we move forward with the launch of season two, mm-hmm. Which premieres Monday, April 23rd, I look forward to kind of, you know, working together with you to kind of only bring, you know, a bigger voice to our generation and inspire others.
Yes, me too. I'm super excited. And actually, and speaking of that, since with the series launching off on Monday, can you tell us also where they can find out, if for those who are listening, see the series, like links to it, where they can go, and we'll also include that in the post as well.
Of course, yes. So Misunderstood was created entirely for the Instagram platform. Mm-hmm. Right now, we focus solely on, you know, the Instagram video platform, which is, you know, only a minute in length, but we look for, you know, changing that idea hopefully in the future and bringing a longer platform. But right now, you can go to Instagram at misunderstood.doc and check out the page. You can watch season one, scroll down to the very bottom, and be prepared for season two. Usually a few videos are released today, Monday through Friday, and you can check them out. Follow, comment, like, share with us your thoughts. DM us if you have any questions. We're always there.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Ben, for your time. And Rizar, audience, we hope that you take part in the series and engage with it. And we look forward to continuing the partnership with you all, Ben.
Awesome. Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you.